You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
What's up? This is your boy T Smiley. Welcome to the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio. Happy Saturday morning to everybody that's tuned in, everybody that's going to be here. I'm in the mood for some music. So what we're going to do is we're going to be playing some music on today. We're going to sit back and let y'all, if y'all out in the car driving, or if y'all at home chilling, or if you sitting behind a desk on the computer just listening to us, we're going to groove out today with some music, all right? So without further ado, what we're going to do is, before we go on this playing this music, we have Mr. E-Man that's here live with us on today. Mr. E-Man, we had a pleasure of joining you on your show on this past Sunday, and it was a great show. E-Man, what's going on, my friend?
Hello, Mr. T. Snyder. How are you this morning, sir?
Doing good. Woke up this morning, the sun is shining, and they said it was supposed to rain, but you know, I have other plans right now, so, you know, it's definitely a great show, definitely a great day. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing absolutely fantabulous. I can't complain.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me? You're cutting me out for a moment. Okay. I'm doing good, T-Smile. I'm finna get this day started. As the old folks say, it's always a good day when you're above dirt. Thank God, sir, for being above dirt today.
Yes, sir. Listen, this is the Cave Radio Show, and what I want to do is I want to before we get into these songs, let's talk about your show. Everybody that's listening on the Cave Radio Show, and they, you know, we have a lot of listeners over here. So what I want to do is I want to get them to get your information and let you talk about your show that comes on Sunday. So if you don't mind, let's let the people know right here on the Cave Radio Show about Mr. E-Man after show on Sundays.
Well, thank you so kindly, sir. I want to thank you, Mr. T. Smiley, for the opportunity. Yes, the E-Man After Show is just where me and gonna come together. You know, I had an idea, just like I shared, I think, on this past Sunday. You know, I do a show called the Men to the Mentor Show, and then some of the guys were just sitting around talking, having men talk, you know, what men talk about. And we kept noticing the sisters and the ladies was, you know, sitting around trying to get at our conversation. You know how sisters can be, trying to hear what we got to talk about. And so I just got a creative idea and say, you know what, we're going to do some men talk, and we're going to let women be able to listen and hear what we have to say. And at first, Mr. T, I was just talking. And then a thought hit my head. I said, you know what, I want to create me a show. And the concept of the after show, I'm coming off the Men to the Mentor Show, which is aired the same night. And I'm going to do my own show, and I'm going to call it the E-Man After Show. That's the concept of why it's called the After Show, because I'm coming off a show. But it's geared around men talk, real boys, real men. Because in every man, there's a little boy trying to get out. In every boy, there's a man trying to come out. When you get 60 years old, T, and you get 60, 70 years old, and you're still trying to dress like these young people today, that means that's the little boy in you. So there's a lot of stuff we're going to talk about. We're going to get into talking about me and stuff. You know, and the concept of the whole show, Mr. T, I just want a few brothers to come around and call in every Sunday night, and you ladies can call in and listen and chime in too. You sisters all over the world, you can chime in and get into this conversation, because we're going to come up with some topics. We're going to have a lot of great topics that we're talking about. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about the black man in the church. We're going to talk about politics. But I'm doing it like this, Mr. T. We're gonna pull up to the table and play some dominoes. I got a set of dominoes that I bought, and I'm going to start the question out with Big Six, and I'm going to lay the question out on the table. And Mr. T, when you come into the conversation, you got to come in on 6'4", 6'5". And I'm gonna lay the domino on the table. We just gonna sit there and play dominoes and have men talk and talk about stuff that sisters want us to talk about. So this Sunday night, we're going to kind of get it started. I got a particular topic I want to talk about. So those of you on the Cave Show this morning that's listening, we want you to tune in. I always tune in to all the great shows over here on We Talk Radio. But listen to the E-Man Show this Sunday night at 9 o'clock. We got a question that we're going to ask the men this Sunday night. And I'm going to start it out. It's our relationship segment. And we're going to start it like that, playing some dominoes. You know how we do it in the barbershop. You know how we do it around the domino table. We talk about stuff, real stuff. And
yes,
we're going to let the sisters chime in and listen to what we got to talk about. But when you come in, sisters and brothers, you got to come in playing the domino game. You got to come in with 6'4", 6'5". Every man for himself. And we're going to play the game out in a conversation and some good music and to help each other to grow. You know, because it's all about empowerment. You know, we can learn from different, because we're in a different season now where, you know, the generation today, you know, as we learn this culture and the generation that we have today and being my generation and the generation before, we're going to see, because my pastor wrote a book, T, and he wrote a book that just came out called Don't Drop the Mic. And those of us as personalities that speaking on the air, that we got to keep having a conversation. We can't drop the mic. We got to keep talking. And men, we definitely got to keep talking. So that's kind of what the E-Man Show is all about. We just going to have a conversation around the domino tape, talking about stuff that men talk about. You know what we talk about. We don't want the women to hear what we talk about. But we're going to let them eavesdrop on the E-Man After Show, Mr. T. Yes, sir.
That sounds amazing. Listen, you was talking about the boys that have that got a man, they got the man side that want to come out. You got the man side that got the boys coming out. So what I heard was boys to men. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. That's great. We you know what, the Cave Radio Show, what we do on the Cave Radio Show is geared towards the men. And
okay.
we have a lot of women that listen in and sometimes they want to talk, but you know, it's Cave Radio, so we got a thing over here what we call the Cave Men. So it's perfect that we have an after show, because everything that the women want to ask, everything that they want to talk about with the man, we can talk about it right there on the E-Man After Show. So I believe that's awesome. I want to bring in co-host Mr. Big Joe. Mr. Big Joe, what's going on, my friend?
What's going on, people? Y'all doing all right tonight? This morning, brother.
This yes, morning, sir. How you doing, Big Joe?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Oh, I can't complain. I'm blessed, black, and highly favored, sir.
Oh, that's all good right there.
Yes, sir.
So, Big Joe, what's going on, my friend? What's been going on?
Y'all know me as taking care. You know how that goes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot's been going on my end.
Well, that's good. That's great.
All right. Cool. So one thing before we get into this music, Big Joe, E-Man. We seen something that hasn't happened. If y'all paid attention to the playoffs, we seen something that hasn't happened since 2010. And that thing is LeBron missing out on the playoffs. What y'all think about that?
Ooh-wee. I'm going to let E-Man go first.
Yeah, it is a first, but kind of interesting. They got knocked out in the first round. And for the with LeJohn, I just think if I can turn it to just a little bit biblical, everything has a time and a season. Ecclesiastes teaches us, and even though he's one of the greatest basketballs of all time, maybe it's just not his season this season. And I'm just gonna leave that at that.
How do y'all think that the locker room, how do y'all think that went down after the game? or halftime.
They
were down by a lot.
I'm going to go ahead and say this real quick. T, I got to. Y'all know I've said it before. Y'all know I've said it before, and I've had people right here on this show. Matter of fact, I think it was last year. Argue me down this point. LeBron is not a clutch player. He is not a clutch player.
That's a
every
whole
time,
conversation when they feel.
Every time the pressure is on him alone, he cannot come through. It's funny how only time he's won is with super teams.
The players around him, huh?
Super teams. But yet you want to compare him to Michael Jordan.
You're saying a lot there, Big Joe.
This is not the first time it happened. First time we've seen it happen, we saw it with Miami and a super team. And it's funny because it seems like every time he gets one of those, again, one of those super role players, and then once they hurt, we see the true LeBron, not a clutch player.
Wow.
But, of course, I made the same statement last year when they won. I made the same statement and got argued down.
I remember the conversation. It did get argued down. It did. Because I was probably one of them that was like, nah, man.
So,
well, I would say the facts is in the pudding.
You know what? I'm going to say it like he said it. He getting ready to go play for the Toon Squad in the summertime for this Space Jam 2. So, you know, it's all good. Uh-oh. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. You didn't lose me. I just didn't have nothing to say on that one.
All the haters, they hated on, they was giving him the blues when they lost, you know. They was mocking him on that commercial, that awesome commercial that he did. They was doing the dance out there. They was doing all that. And so I think I seen something where it says, ain't no fun if the rabbit got the gun. And I'm just like, you know, y'all can say all that, you know, he got more than one ring, you know what I'm saying? So whoever out there that's looking for the championship, yeah, they're getting their first ring. Maybe some of them getting their second ring, but most of them getting their first ring. So, you know, he put it out there like, you know, y'all can talk all this noise, y'all can make fun of me if you want to, but I'm making money over here making movies. So I'll leave that there. Because I'm sure that's what he said to everybody that was saying, oh, he has to play off this, that. Well, he's still making money, so it's all good. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just a LeBron fan, even though he did lose, you know. But, you know, let's get off the Lakers. Let's get off the Lakers because I feel the pressure on the line, and I don't want to feel the pressure on the line.
There ain't no pressure from us. You the one that sounds pressure.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm just saying, I don't think it's his season. You know, I've seen him go around a few times. I ain't gonna take nothing away from him, but it's almost not a theory that Big Joe is. I'm kind of going down them lines, Mr. T. You know, we have had this argument in the barbershop just as well. Is LeBron? You know, we have tried to mount him up to be like Michael Jordan. You know. I ain't going to take nothing away from you, brother, but once again, here we are again. And I know you talk about LeBron, but it's kind of interesting that what's the other player name? Play for, you know, the three show fight. His name just escaped my mind. They not in the playoffs, right? They got knocked out too, right?
You talking about Steph
Curry? Yeah, Curry. Did they get knocked out the other night too? Golden State?
Yeah, Golden State, they're out there.
Yeah.
You know, Golden State, to me, was they were the first one to try to stack the team, in my opinion. But, of course, I can't say they were the first one to stack the team because we've seen stacked teams before.
Mm-hmm.
If we recall, there was a time when Houston had a stacked team a couple of times. Golden State hasn't been it since Kevin Durant got hurt. That really showed us. That really showed us the depth of. I mean, the Smash Brothers are just that. They smash, but I think with a little bit of defense, you can beat Golden State. Especially without KD. They have no KD anymore. So
KD is
that main threat that was there is no longer there.
Yeah, that's why I was going to get to that. Exactly.
You know what though? My question to us talking about the Splash Brothers and not only that, but just the Warriors period. Why don't we hear the clap back as much as we with Steph Curry as much as we do with LeBron? Because if in my understanding, you know, some people that, you know, we talk to is like, you know, Steph Curry. But I'm like, okay, well, if Steph Curry didn't make it, you know what I'm saying, why wasn't there as much talk as there is now about LeBron? You know what I'm saying?
That's kind of a hard one. Again, we've heard LeBron was going to be a star since he was in high school. So
I mean, we've heard Steph Curry is going to be a star.
not like LeBron. Come on,
well,
come on
Steph,
and be real
Steph
with yourself.
Okay, but. All I'm saying is Steph was around when his daddy was playing, and when he was out there doing all those shots and all that, you know, it was a lot of expectations from him as well.
When he had the stacked team. When he had the stacked team.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to have to put y'all on hold.
It's all good. Hey, man, what do you think about that?
Well, I think the goal was be up around LeBron James, and we can't take nothing away from LeBron James. I mean, the brother got a game, and then mm-hmm. the brother got a global mobile.
He got a physique too,
which is right. But once again, with all of that. What happens when we really need LeBron to show up? Is it that we are put so much pressure on him that he don't perform, or is it because the team that's around him that makes him perform? Because
now I'm gonna say, I gotta cut you off real quick. This is the problem I have with LeBron.
Okay.
If you give LeBron the ball with 24 seconds left on the clock, and it's a tight game, say it's a 3-point game.
Okay.
You got 24 seconds left on the clock.
Who they playing?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay.
Let's say Golden State. Does LeBron take that last shot or no? How many times have you seen a close game where the last shot is on the line and you've seen LeBron pass the ball off? I've seen it a few times.
And I'm about to say, I've seen it a few times. I've seen that a few times.
A few. I mean, more than a few. I've seen it many times. Let me put it like that. I've seen it many times.
Right.
To where this is what makes me believe that he's not a clutch player. I've seen it to where the game is on the line and he dished the ball off. You're a superstar. Mm-hmm. You're a superstar.
Right.
Let's go Kobe. You give Kobe 10 seconds and it's a 3-point game. Now, remind you, I just said you give LeBron 20 seconds and he going to dish the ball. You get a ball to Kobe and what's going to happen?
He's going to overtime, baby.
To me, I feel like LeBron doesn't want the pressure of being the one that lost the game.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why he passed it out. I could be wrong because I don't know LeBron.
I don't know what's in his
But I can see
like
that. I can see that though.
Since he started, I have not really seen him be the clutch player that I'm looking for, unless one of his teammates is having a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's the clutch player. When they up by 9 points, then he want to take the last shot.
Undeniable.
Yeah, because half the time we seen that, and the other teammate shot the ball, and if they missed it, what did he do? We seen him get rid of a lot of players like that.
And not only that, it seems like he, after they miss it, he's like, oh, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. It's all right.
Why? Because he already got his check, huh?
Well, because the pressure's not on him. He's no CNN. He knows exactly. ESPN is not finna say, well, he botched
right.
that shot.
Right.
I have not seen clutch player in LeBron. I'm sorry. I haven't. I've seen an excellent role player. I've seen a bully on the court. Somebody that's charging with knees. But I'm not
going to talk about that.
You know.
Hey, Mr. T, that's your boy, Mr. T. That's your boy.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Wow.
and that's how you know you hit him with facts, because he didn't dispute it. All he said was,
Well, you know what? As long as they don't call it when he going in, you know what I'm saying? We good.
which has never been called. But we all see it. We all see the charge. We all see it.
Just about every other game.
We all see the charge. Everybody but the refs see the charge, brother.
Yeah, because he come back crying, talking about they fouled him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can't deny that. I can't deny that. I can't deny that. But LeBron wouldn't be who he is, you know, after 18 seasons and, you know, never missed a playoff game in over 11 years and his first loss in the first round.
And been with how many teams?
In 11 years, how many teams? Three?
Mr. T, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
In the top five players, What will LeBron see that to you? If you
number
had
two.
Oh wow, number two.
Well, no, he probably put him at number one. He probably surpassed
No. I honestly was about to say like three, like maybe three or four, but he would still be in my top ten. I mean, my top five.
So who would? So we had Michael Jordan.
He would be my number two.
You be your number two?
Jordan is number two.
Jordan will be number two?
Oh, we should. Oh, let's open up.
Hold the music. So we're gonna do this. And I'll start with me. If you had to pick a starting five, who's your starting five be? All right. So I'm gonna give you my starting five.
Of all time, are you talking about right now?
No, of all time.
Mm.
So I'm gonna give you my top five of all time because of how they play and the position that they play. So,
and Jordan is
time,
not number one.
Nope, because my number one is gonna be my point guard. My point guard. So I would say, okay, so. Oh, yeah, I'll do it this way. So my point guard.
We're not talking about, hold on. Not the starting five, because I don't, you know, we can all pick positions. But who is your top five players all around?
All right, cool. So Jordan number one, because I was doing my top five starters. Okay, so Jordan, Iverson, LeBron, Kobe, and – of my era. The last one would be Reggie Miller.
Hmm.
And then LeBron.
No. I already said LeBron. So Jordan, obviously LeBron, Kobe.
You put LeBron third.
Uh-huh.
And so you got Kobe. George Kobe, LeBron. Allen Iverson and Reggie Miller.
Yep.
Wow.
Just something to make you say, And I would use that same top five, but I would go with Jordan. I would go with Kobe and Iverson. LeBron.
I don't get Iverson on y'all.
Iverson was a bad boy. Boy, he was a bad motor scooter now. Come on,
he was a bad boy. Did not even go to practice.
But Big Joe.
We talking about practice. We talking about practice.
But you are talking about Iverson.
Imagine how cold he would have been if he would have just took his butt to practice.
You finna make me go back to Mark.
Right. But we're talking about practice. He was the answer. What you mean? Practice? Come on, man. What are we really talking about?
Okay. So after Iverson, where you at? You got two more.
I think I said Jordan. And who did I say? Jordan.
Jordan,
said,
Kobe.
Kobe. Iverson. LeBron, and then LeBron, and who else was in the top five? You had
Reggie Miller.
That's what I was trying to think. Reggie Miller. That's the order I would go in. Boy, you talking about? You just made me think about Iverson.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody
Come on, Big Joe.
Let's see what you got.
My five, same five, in what order? Same five. I would have to go with Jordan. You know why? Because he's Jordan.
Okay.
After that, we got to go to the next one. You're gonna go to the Black Mamba because he's the closest thing to Jordan there actually was.
Okay, you going with Kobe? Okay.
We talking about greatness now. We ain't talking about just anything. So you got to go to somebody like Bill Russell, somebody that shows you something, not somebody that don't even go to practice.
Okay. Jordan. Okay, we got Kobe and
we got Bill Russell.
Bill Russell? Okay.
We'll even scratch Bill Russell because we're going to go my favorite. We're going to go that route. You ready?
So after Kobe, then you would have somebody probably like Clyde Drexler.
Mm-hmm.
Have we forgot about Clyde the Glide?
Out of Houston, Texas. No, we ain't forgot about Clyde the Glide. Mm-hmm.
We forgot about Magic Johnson. And we forgot about the Magic Man. I mean, I know though nobody want to play with him no more, but have we forgot about the Magic Man?
I don't know.
Really? So you take Reggie Miller over Magic Johnson? Seriously?
Because Reggie finna drop like 10 threes back to back, baby.
And still lose the game.
Well, they didn't have super teams back then.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. The Lakers had a super team back then. They had Worthy.
Yeah.
They had Magic. They had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. They mm-hmm. had a straight squad. Houston had another super squad, Robert Horry. Hakeem Olajuwon, Clyde the Glide, God, I can't think of his name. He's on ESPN now or TVN now. Kenny Smith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you said Robert Horry was on Houston?
Yes, sir. That's where he got his first two rings.
Okay. I had to think about that.
Don't forget about it. Don't forget about it. That's Mr. Clutch. He's actually called Mr. Clutch because he took the last shot, unlike LeBron.
Hmm. All right. So is this your top five or is this your, like, not starting
my
five?
These are my top five. I mean, I can't put Iverson in there. I can't put Iverson. Okay.
Because Iverson didn't go to practice, huh?
He didn't go to practice.
He'll shoot your life out, though.
He will. And how many rings did he get? Okay, yeah. Don't get quiet on me. How many rings did he get?
Silence.
He got four.
Yeah, in his mind.
So let me ask this then. All right, we talked about our top five, but if we had to pick a team right now to get ready to go play 5-on-5, my team versus your team versus Evan team, who is y'all starting five in position? Who is y'all starting five be?
That's
starting
in the league right
ball.
Now.
Yeah, that's in the league right now, starting five to play against another starting five. What would it be?
Now, see, now you're going to make me sound like you're going to make me backtrack everything I just said about LeBron.
Right. T, I got to put you on mute. I'm transitioning.
Yes, sir.
I would have to say my starting five right now. I would have to go with Stephen Curry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Stephen Curry. Not Stephen, not the brother.
Not the brother.
So I would have to go.
Ain't that bad to be noticed as the brother? You know what I'm saying?
I think it would be bad if, you know, you were completely trash and your brother was, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Because he ain't trash. He's not trash.
He's got a starter, but, I mean, he... he's not a starter for most teams. That's kind of a hard one. I would go... Curry, and then I'm kind of stuck right after that.
Wow.
Because I'm kind of want to go Westbrook, but if I go Westbrook, then nobody else gets the ball. So that's a hard one. I would have to go carry. God, that is a real hard one.
Yeah.
Who would I have as shooting guard right now? You got to give me a minute, I guess, to think on that one.
Cool.
Yeah, just give me a few seconds. Let me ponder on that one for a minute.
That's cool. Well, I tell you what. We listen. You guys are tuned in to the Cave Radio Show. It's your boy T. Smiley holding it down in the room with Mr. Big Joe and Mr. E-Man. What I want to do is I'm gonna go ahead and play a song, and when I come back from this song, we're gonna get our top starting five. We're gonna get our top starting five, and we're gonna see, you know, which team y'all think will win in a pickup game. All right. So let's go to this song. This is your boy T. Smiley. Y'all listening to the Cave Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Michael, eles não ligam pra gente.
What's up? Welcome back. This is your boy T Smiley. We're sitting here with Mr. Big Joe. We were talking about our top five starters. If we had to pick five on five to play in a game, who would our top five starting five players be? And the question was given to Mr. Big Joe. So, Mr. Big Joe, you ready for your you got it together?
Yeah,
now?
I think I got it somewhat together, but I still got to go to my because I'm missing two off my number five list. So I'm gonna give you the last two names real quick. The last two names that's on my main five list. Both of you have forgot about Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett.
Oh,
that would be my five. Michael Jordan, Kobe, Bill Russell, and then, of course, Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen.
Nice. Okay. Cool. That's actually good. You know what I'm saying? Ray Allen was the shooter right there. Definitely the shooter. Yeah, he was definitely the shooter. I'm thinking about some of his games, playoff games, where he'd been the one to take the shot. And it would go down every time.
Yeah. Straight shooter. True to form. Didn't have much defense. That's why Kevin Garnett, Bill Russell, Michael Jordan, and Kobe is on the list. But yeah, that would be my five right there. My
cool,
top
cool,
five.
Cool.
And as you see, LeBron wasn't on that five list. But
it's all good.
Now, for an actual starting five now. And I think the realistic choice would be Curry, Harden.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go abroad. Then I'm kind of stuck on my forwards in my power forwards and my centers. No, I would have to go KD right after LeBron. I mean, because if you're putting together a super squad, why not put him on the squad? You got them four. I don't care who I got as a center. I'm going to win the game.
Okay. Give me your center, and then I'm going to go ahead and tell you the team that's going to knock them out.
Right now, I probably have to go with Embiid.
Okay. So before I tell you my five, I had some people asking, and this is online questions. They said, what about Carmelo Anthony, Blake Griffin? What about them? Will they make the list? And then somebody said, what about D-Wade? That's pretty good. That's pretty interesting. They wouldn't make honestly, to me, they wouldn't make the five. They wouldn't make that top five as far as, you know.
Blake is not top five. Now, you're talking about their class coming out at where they were ranked at, then yeah, he might be top five. But overall right now, not seeing the overall out of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost, and I hate to say this, especially about somebody that, you know, is a proven NBA star, but it's almost like a one-dog show. you pretty much know what you're getting. You're getting rebounds and maybe a alley-oop or maybe a you know what I mean? You're not getting nothing.
Carmelo's going to give you the fundamentals.
Carmelo is not going to give you nothing but that straight lineup shot. Yes, he can shoot. Tall as he is, he can't play no defense.
Wow. Okay. All right. With that being said, I'm going to give you my top five right here. Okay, you ready? My starting five. Of course, we couldn't, Steph Curry.
You might
as well
say LeBron five times.
No, not even that, bro. Like, I got a squad for you right here. Here we go. Point guard, Damian Lillard. Shooting guard, I will go with, what is his name? Shooting guard, I will go with, dang, I just had a dude name. All right, point guard, Damian Lillard. Shooting guard, Westbrook. At three, we're going LeBron. At four, we're going with AD. And at five, we winning. We're taking over. It's a wrap. Big Joe, did I lose you? I hope I didn't lose you on my starting line.
No, you didn't.
You actually brought an all-around team
with a bunch of stars, but nobody is.
That sounds like the All-Star game, didn't it?
Yeah, that sounds like a straight All-Star game. Which is funny because
if you had to get them in a serious 5-on-5 game and they had to play, you know what I'm saying? Like for real. I believe that team right there that killed anybody out here coming on the court.
But in a way, that's what we're almost seeing already. We're almost seeing all-star teams on regular teams. We're almost seeing it. We have seen it for a couple of teams. We've seen it in Miami 1 year. We've seen it in Golden State 1 year, where you have all these superstars that's gathered together on one team to get a ring. It don't happen all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, one thing I can say is at least this year, the same teams that we've seen years, you know, back-to-back, they're not there no more. So, you know, it's interesting to see, you know, these newer teams that ain't even made playoffs in a couple of years coming in and doing what they're doing. I mean, hell, let's talk about Dallas Mavericks. You know what I'm saying? Last night they had a chance to close it out, but, you know, Leonard, you know, that jungle, he was going hard. You know what I'm saying? So here we are. You know, they pushed the game seven. So, let's, you know, I really hope Dallas win, to be honest with you. I hope they win. Because they don't have superstars. That's not a superstar team. And, you know, of course, you know, we're here in Dallas. You know what I'm saying? We got to respect.
Has never really been a complete superstar team. When they was a complete so-called superstar team, they were still one of the worst teams in the league back in the 80s when they had the three J's and Jason Key and Jamal Mashburn and somebody else.
Speaking of Jason Kidd, because I thought about Jay Williams, Jason Williams. So, out of those two, which one would you think was the better like passer and you know
point guard? Better point guard. Really?
Okay, let me throw one more in. Okay, Let's throw one more monkey in the wrench. Hold on, hold on. We got. Let me get E-Man back in. E-Man.
Yes.
I know you. I know you want to get your starting five in, man. Go ahead.
Let me see. My starting five would be. I don't know what y'all are seeing. Let me go with Westbrook. I'll go with Westbrook. I'll go with KD. How about I throw Anthony Davis in there?
Uh-huh.
And because I'm a Dallas Mavericks fan, I'm going to go and put Luka in this top five. And Anthony Davis. No, I said that James Harden. I can't forget James Harden out of Houston.
Ooh.
That would be my top five off the top of my head.
Oh, okay.
He done picked up a globetrotter team.
You know what I mean?
Just off the top of my head, I would. I'm looking at James Harden. I'm sorry, guys. I'm driving. I'm looking at James Harden. Man, I got to go with Luka. I can't leave Luka out of this. I got to see that guy every other night, seem like, you know. You do know I cover the matter, too. So, hey, I'm going to go with Luka. Yeah, he up in that top five. You talking about right now, starting right now, right?
Right now,
yeah. Starting right now.
Yeah. That would be my five. That would be my top five.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Who could dispute that?
That's a good choice. That's a good choice. I'm going to give you mine real quick. I know the hours come late. I'm going to give you my five. Big Joe going to give you his five, and then we're going to get ready to wrap it up. My five was Damian Lillard as point guard. We had Westbrook. We had LeBron.
Okay.
And then we had Anthony Davis. Anthony
right.
Davis and the Greek Freak, Giannis.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah,
for
yes,
sure.
Sir. Big Joe.
I went Terry Harden, LeBron, after LeBron, I said. I forgot who I said in my power
forward
right now.
Oh,
were
we picking position?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I forgot
no,
who
I
said.
Good. That's good who you got, yeah.
Okay.
I forgot
okay.
who I said would be my shoot. Oh, KD. KD.
KD. I was
yeah,
going to say, you can't
uh-huh.
leave KD out.
And MB. MB would be my
yeah.
son. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's yeah. funny because if you pick up a top five right now, as much reservation as you could possibly have, you still have to put LeBron on the team. It's like you can't dispute he's good. You can't even dispute he has some greatness in him, but he's not like Mike. Let me ask you this before we close out. Can I go here real quick?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
We got to go there. Everybody asks, who's better, Jordan or LeBron?
Oh, man.
Let me ask this different. Whose list is better? The list that Jordan can make of the people that he stopped from getting rings, or the people that can say they got past LeBron?
Ooh.
Yo, you kind of come heavy, ain't you, Joe?
I'm just asking because if we go there, we say Charles Barkley.
Yo, my baby turned the wrong way, Big Joe. I'm turning down the wrong street as I heard that one. That was a good one. That was a good question there. Repeat that so I can ponder on that a minute.
Repeat that, Big Joe, so I can plug on that.
If we make the list,
okay.
It starts off with Charles Barkley not getting a ring because of Jordan. The Houston Rockets didn't get a three-peat because of Jordan. I mean, look, he stopped Drexler multiple times. Isaiah don't get another ring because of Jordan.
Why we gotta have this question? Because we already know the answers.
He just want to hear us say Jordan. I'll say Jordan.
Ain't no we shame. We got a whole bunch of people that's on this LeBron is better than Jordan, and I'm trying to see where it is.
I ain't on that level, man. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? When you bring up that, the stats and history speak for itself. You know what I'm saying? I love LeBron, but he ain't on that level. I'm just gonna be honest. I said right here on We Talk Radio, this is the Cave Radio Show at 10:57. T Smiley said it first. You know, LeBron ain't on that level as Michael Jordan in that sense. Yeah.
I did he owe that 100%. Man.
Yes, sir. Yes,
he done broke it all down. He done broke it down for me. You know, I was trying to get to this shoot. And I almost turned down going down the wrong way. I had to hear what he had. I was like, what are they saying? Now, when you look at it like that, you know, that's what's up. But, yeah, you know, let me ask you the guys. I know you got 2 minutes. If we brung Jordan out of retirement, what team would he fit on right now?
Whichever team he wants to. Because of his name. You got to remember, this is a dude that retired, and after Katrina, he came to the Washington Wizards, the sorriest team in the league.
Right.
And they got TV time every night.
Right.
Didn't go to the playoffs, didn't do nothing. But everybody was tuned in to CBS or TNT to watch the Wizards play. They can go anywhere.
Now, you got this new millennium, don't. This new millennium, Big Joe. They don't know about Jordan like that. They think it's Kobe.
Yeah, they do. There would be no – it's funny because regardless to – They don't know him on the level that we know him,
right,
or as seen him, but they don't. They know of Jordan. Many of them wearing his shoes. They know of Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them got his shoes and got his clothes on. They know of him. They might not know of his greatness or the depth of his competition. What I love about What I love about Michael Jordan is
No, I didn't.
You heard me catch myself before I even said LeBron part. All I said was love. Everybody could have thought I was talking about L.A. Anyway, what I love about Jordan said something that was so profound when all the super teams was coming about. Jordan said he didn't want to team up with Magic. He wanted to beat Magic. He didn't want to play with his friends. He wanted to beat his friends. He wanted to be the best out of them. Can you imagine how many rings if Magic and Jordan was on the same team? Would it have been fair? To have Magic Jordan and Scottie Pippen on the same team?
Big three.
All Jordan needed was Pippen. He said, I'm that man. I just need me a Robin. Now you got these teams saying, look, I don't want to be Batman and Robin. I want to be the Super League or the Justice League. I want all the superheroes together. I don't want it to be Batman and Robin. I want it to be Batman and Superman.
Mm-hmm.
With the Flash and all the other characters. I mean, you got all these super teams, and what about the regular teams that are still working on role playing and still... If you really got a super team, don't you really throw the playbook out the window because it's whatever they want to do because you got all this?
I mean, they still got to have structure, but yeah.
Well, guys, I'm listening. I'm at a shoot. I'm listening.
Oh, yeah, no worries, man. No worries. Listen, this has been an incredible show. If you are just tuning in, this is the Cave Radio Show with your host, T. Smiley, with Mr. Big Joe and Mr. E-Man, my caveman right here on We Talk Radio on the Cave Radio Show. It's been, the show is supposed to go one way, end up going another way, which I love, you know what I'm saying? What better way to be in the cave on this Saturday talking about sports? You know, at a time like this, playoffs is going on. You know, we've seen our Dallas Mavericks lose last night, and the Clippers forced Game 7. So hopefully Dallas will come back from L.A., you know, advanced on to the semifinals, hopefully, you know. But, you know, guys, y'all have anything else, any last words y'all want to say to our listeners for today?
Be blessed.
That's right. Be blessed. Be blessed. And we know Mr. E-Man is at a shoot right now, so he's listening in. So on that note, be blessed. You know, everybody, y'all have a great rest of you guys Saturday. Come back. Be back here at 6 o'clock for the Mind, Body, and Soul show with our host, Big Joe. Big Joe, you want to tell them about your show real quick before we get out of here?
Just tune in tonight at 6 o'clock right here on We Talk Radio. We're going to get into some mind, body, and soul. We probably just listen to some music and just have some good conversation right here tonight at 6.
Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it first from Mr. Big Joe. Tonight at 6, Central Standard Time. Be here, mind, body, and soul. We're going to play some music. We're going to have some conversations. And we just going to let our mind, body, and soul be at ease on tonight. All right? So without further ado, as we always do, we're going to pray and then we're going to get a song and get you guys out of here. Father God, we just thank you for just waking us up this morning, God, closing our right mind, God, keeping us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. We ask that you just continue to bless us, God, continue to just increase our strength, God, increase our faith, God, in you, God, and know that you are the author and finisher of our faith, God. We ask that you just be with us, God, as we leave right now, but we'll be back at 6. And so we ask that you just continue to just keep us in your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen, what we're going to do is I want to play out. We had Mr. Titus Showers on. He was featured here right on the We Talk Radio and the Cave Radio Show. And he had a song called We Need You. We Need You. And so what I want to do is I want to play that song out. I think that song now is that song, his that release song and album is number one sitting out in the gospel charts right now. So shout out to Mr. Titus Showers. And what we're going to do is we're going to play him out. Thank you for tuning in to We Talk Radio. Y'all have a great day. Thank you.
Searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. Asking questions cause we don't know why. Oh yes, we all need you to make a way, and we all need you, that's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you, show us the way. When it all falls down and there's no way,
broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, We Talk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.wetalkradio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.